The healthcare detective Frank Lally has written a book for Simon & Schuster about how to get affordable healthcare. Called Your Best Healthcare Now, it's available online, in-store, wherever fine books are sold. Mr. Lally's also the health correspondent for Parade and the former editor of Money and George magazines. He joins us when he can. We are opening a new case. The health detective on the case, his own, Oh, My Aching Back, or On My Chair of Pain. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Jill. I'm giggling, but...
It hurts when you laugh.
It could if I shake enough. Yeah, I'm actually sitting on three pillows here, but I'm in some pain, but not excruciating pain. If you hear me yelp with pain, you'll know that I got a shock. It's sort of a back spasm. It hits right at my lower back, a pain like I've never felt before, and then it shoots down my legs, down the back of my thighs, and it can be so bad that I lose all muscle in my legs and I've fallen. And that's happened to me twice. And once it happened right after I got an epidural. So I don't think epidurals are the answer.
Which was
supposed
to work.
Trouble than that.
That was supposed to work, right?
Epidurals have worked for me in the past, and it can relieve the pain. I mean, sometimes, 9 months, a year can go by without needing any help after that. But, let's talk about back problems in general. Most back problems resolve themselves within about 30 days. So you should never have a back pain and then immediately go to a surgeon and try to get operated on. Back pain and spasms go away. However, I've had two back surgeries already. And so my back is, I have spinal stenosis. So that means my stem cell actually... it has calcium on the inside pressing up against the nerve. So you can imagine that there's trouble there. If those calcium deposits continue to build up, they squeeze the nerve, it hurts. So I think I passed a line here at some point in my spine, and I'm going to need my third back surgery. That's what I think.
Before we get there, could this have been occurring while you were sorting the other issue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I've talked to my, I have multiple myeloma. I think everybody knows that. And I just had a clinical trial. Hooray, hooray. It was very successful. I am cancer free. I'm in remission. That's all very good. Could my multiple myeloma have triggered this? There's a very slim theory that multiple myeloma, which is in your bone marrow, there can be an explosion of the cells, and that alone could press up against the nerves. I don't think that's what's happening, and we will get. I think it's much more structural with my spine, but we have to look at all of those possibilities. So this is what I thought would be useful, and Jill, you and I discussed this yesterday. I mean, I'd like the listeners just to sort of follow along with me while I go through this process. Everybody gets a medical emergency, if not back pain. And what do you do when you need doctor's help as quickly as possible? Here are the three things I think you need to do. First of all, you've got to set a goal of the healthcare that you think you need. So you need a goal. You need to be persistent because there are always complications. I'll describe some here, which you couldn't dream up, they happened in real life.
You couldn't make this stuff up.
You can't make this stuff up.
We don't use the word stuff, by the way.
And that's why you need help. And that's the thing I want to underscore today. You need somebody to help you in a medical emergency. Now, your back feels fine today. You don't have any health issues at all. But what if it happened next week? Who would you turn to? Who would have your back? You don't want my back. You don't want anywhere near my back. But you have to protect your back. And who's that person who would step up for you and give you a hand? And I'll walk you through that. Okay, I'm the healthcare detective. I've seen all the studies. I've seen all the studies about married couples or people with a mate are healthier. Here's what's really going on there. They're not healthier per se. They're healthier because they have someone who can help them, especially in an emergency. I mean, Carol, my wife, literally put my socks on me yesterday. I could not bend over to put on my own socks. So she did it. If she was not there, I would have walked around all day without any socks. I would have walked around barefoot. I wouldn't have had a meal. I wouldn't have had a meal beyond toast if she weren't around for me. And then very critically, you need help. You need someone to go with you to see the doctor. You need someone to, in some cases, to go to the doctor when you're not there and fill out a form, stuff like that. Who can do that for you? You should be thinking now about who's the person, the neighbor, the relative who would do things like that for you. So setting a goal. For me, because I'm in such pain, I've never been in pain like this before, I need a back surgeon. I need to see one as soon as possible. And I, because I've read my own book, Your Best Healthcare Now, I know that I need at least two opinions. So I need at least two doctors, two consultations, and in a hurry. And I want those. I want each of these doctors to be board certified. You can look that up on the internet. Make sure they're board certified, which means they're endorsed by their peers. And also make sure you can check on the internet that they do the kind of operation you think you need relatively routinely. It's not the first time they've ever done it.
Or even the second or third.
Or even the 10th.
Right.
They just do it, you know, like they wake up and out of their sleep and they do it. So then once you've set your mind straight on that, then get ready for complications because you've got to just keep trying to bust your way through it. For example, I called my back doctor, the one who, and this guy's a terrific guy. He evaluates the status of your back and he makes referrals to terrific surgeons around town in New York City. Guess what? He's retired. His assistant said, okay, I'll check with him. I'll get you a referral. Crickets. I call back. Crickets. So finally, look, I said, I can't, that's like a half a day of phone calls, but I'm not getting anywhere. So I actually called a doctor I passed on for my second operation. He was a very young, very impressive guy up at Mount Sinai. I went with a more experienced, older guy, but it was a flip of a coin. So I went back to the young guy.
Who's now older, right?
Who's now a couple of years older, right? But he was terrific then. It was just one of those things. Guess what? He's out of the country next few months, no way to see him. So now I get a referral from him at Mount Sinai. So that's one. I call my family doctor. I have a family doctor and a very good relationship with him. If you don't, that's something you really need. It's critical. He gave me two names, one at Weill Cornell and one at the Hospital for Special Surgery, which is right across the street from Weill Cornell, right in Midtown. On the east side. And so, I'm on my way. I've got to fill out a lot of forms for Weill Cornell, but I'm filling them out. And guess what? The guy at HHS, obviously, he's away until Monday, but at least he'll be back Monday. All the forms will be ready for him. So I've got potentially three doctors to see. Meantime, I'm not sitting on this. I went up to Mount Sinai to see that doctor that I have a referral from, up in Mount Sinai. And here's where persistent really comes in. You can't believe this. He has a long Indian name. Okay, so this is Dot, not Feather. He's an Indian, not an American Indian. So we go in. I give the name at the reception. And guess what? I'm told, oh, I'm sorry, didn't you get the phone call? He canceled all his appointments today. I said, you know what? I didn't get the phone call. I checked my phone. I don't have any messages. They say, I'm sorry. That's it. You got to come back tomorrow, whatever way, but we can't do anything. I insisted to talk to his assistant, and it was a different assistant. And I said, you know, there's something wrong here. And I give the name. And she said, well, what's his first name? And I give him the first name. And it turns out there were two doctors
With long
right there in that same with the same last name. That it's a long Indian name, but there are two of them. And the guy that I didn't need to see was the one who canceled, and I actually got to see the doctor I had intended to see. So I would have, and I told people at the desk, you realize I would have gone home if I didn't force you to call the assistant and try to get this thing straightened out. You were telling me to go home. And they just shrugged. Anyway, yeah. Hey, I got to see the doctor I wanted to see. And I'll tell you, we were deeply impressed with him. And here's for a couple of reasons. He is so jammed up that he was seeing me, and he agreed to this. He was seeing me in between operations, and he was doing at least three that day, might have been four. So he just had a little window time, maybe for lunch, and instead he saw us. And he had read all the forms that we filled out, waiting to see him, down to the point where he congratulated me on being in remission on my clinical trial. So I knew he had gotten, even though this is the first time I'm seeing him, he had gotten deep into my records and read very well and was sympathetic. He also looked me in the eye and said, look, I think I can help you, and here's what I think the problem is, which was terrific, because I was really worried, Jill, that this was the spinal stenosis up near my neck, cervical. And when it's up, and I do have spinal stenosis there, no question about that. But if that was where the pain was coming from, that's a very tricky operation. They have to go in through the front, and then they have to avoid your voice box unless you don't have your voice anymore. They have to avoid the voice box. It's the worst sore throat you've ever had, okay? But and then so that's a very, very tricky operation. And you want to do that with the new age doctors, because they do the less invasive cutting. Older doctors will cut you open pretty widely to get in through your neck, and the new guys do it with little camera, and at least the recovery is much better. But very good news. That's not where the pain is coming from. He told me if that was the pain, then I would have these shooting spasms down my arms. And I don't have them down my arms. They're down my legs. So we're back to the small of my back where I've had my other two operations, and I probably need a fusion. And that's where that's sort of where we stand now.
And let me interrupt. We are going to run out of time in this case history.
Sure.
Because you wrote that book, you have to get a second opinion nevertheless, correct?
Oh, yeah. You definitely need a second opinion. Remember, most back problems resolve themselves in 30 days, whether you see a doctor or not. So if you're still in trouble 30 days later, or if you have the kind of pain I have and you're falling down, then you immediately need help. But you shouldn't go with the first diagnosis that you get. You should have two. I mean, remember I said I had two doctors for that second operation. I went with the older guy rather than the young guy, even though the young guy was impressive. They had two different ideas. The younger guy said, I will do a fusion. I will put a plate in there and I will screw it into your bones and your spine will be stable. And the older doctor said, hold on. You have multiple myeloma. Your bones are weaker than they should be. If I put a screw in there to hold a plate, that screw may not hold over time, and then we're really in trouble. So I went with him.
Right.
I went with the more conservative approach, even though I was impressed with the young guy. Now, this doctor at Mount Sinai is telling me that, yeah, I think you're going to need that fusion. But now it's a couple of years later. He can show me on the film, and he can also is testing my bone density to make sure that I could hold that plate. Now, this is still early. We're going to have more conversation about this, not only with my doctors, and you guys will be in on it, as I make that very tough decision. I may run into a doctor who says, you don't need that plate, and don't do that plate. I've got another idea. we will see, and we'll have to balance it out. So I may need a tiebreaker. I may need three opinions to see what I do. I'm lined up to do it, and I've got Carol, who not only the socks. I need the socks. I need the food. I have emotional support. You know, I mean, when I'm in the worst pain and I'm yelping with pain, literally. She's there. She's sympathetic, obviously. Put an arm around me. I just heard about a guy who doesn't have any emotional support unless he gets laughs out of suing everybody. Don't be that guy. Have a friend. Make friends with your neighbor.
Thank you, Frank. The health.
Thank you.
The healthcare detective and the health correspondent for Parade. Send your questions or concerns about finding affordable healthcare to healthcaredetective@robinhoodradio.com. Frank will try to address as many of your questions as he can on future broadcasts. Also look for his book, Your Best Healthcare Now.